Please join me for our call to worship that we will read responsibly. Come into God's house. Come and hear what God has done. God has made the world and breathed the breath of life into us, but God hasn't stopped there. There's more. God is still on the scene, even in the midst of the pandemic, upholding all our life, surrounding us in power and love. We live, move, and have our very being in God. Let the sound of God's praise be heard. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Now, saints, please join me for our opening prayer that we will read in unison. Source of all creation, maker of the world and everything in it, you are never far from each one of us. Though we cannot gather at this time as one body, person to person, we virtually, as one body, come into your house seeking you, O giver of life and breath. And you reveal yourself to us. You've been dwelling with us, and you abide in us. Lord, we live because of you. Lord, we hope because of you. In the name of Jesus Christ, in whom we live, and the Spirit of truth, who abides in us. Amen. Now, let us take a moment and be in silence for our personal prayer of confession. And I will be with you during the silence of this and close us with words of assurance. Now, as we bring our personal confessions to a close, when Jesus left the disciples, he gave us a promise, I will not leave you orphaned, for we, his disciples, live in him, and he is in us. The presence of God within and around all. What a promise. Take courage, saints. Take comfort. Blessed be to God. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Amen.